So we're learning. Yeah. So he's saying that the Rosh Hashanah is different. It's one long day because the Levim, even at Yisrael, they kept 2 days. Chameh Takana, because once the Edim came past Mincha, and the Levim sang the wrong shir in the afternoon, so they made a Takana. They're not mekabeling Edim, mekabel Edim anymore after Mincha. And if Edim come after Mincha, that day will be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day will be Rosh Hashanah as well. Even though the first day, that's really the Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur will be set by the first day. They still have the chetchil of 2 days Yom Tov. So it's like a vadis, it's like one yom arichter. Tate already asked a question, what about from the Musaf? You're only worried about the shir they sang with the Tomit Shabbat Abayim. What about they missed out on Musaf? You can bring a Musaf after Mincha. You can't, because we learned Allah has to call a Kabbalah, and I'll bring anything after Mincha. So Taser says that they would bring a Musaf afterwards, and even though in a place where you have no Breda, you're allowed to bring it after the carbon Thomas Shabbat Abayim. They wouldn't miss out on the Musaf. Because I say that Rabbi pushes away that say of Hashlama. Okay, so Rabbi Gemara here. Omar Rabbi says, B'takonas Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh ve'eh. Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh, he lived at Zman HaChorban, made a number of takonas. And one of the takonas was, he made a special takana that Rosh Hashanah should be 2 days. The Eid come after Mincha, but since it's after Chorban Abayim, it's no longer Karban Tomei Shemayin Abayim, there's no reason to make the takana. Go back to the original way. Now what? That you can be Mekabel Eidim even after Mincha. In the middle, if you can Mekabel Eidim even after Mincha, then if you have 2 days Yom Tov, it's pretty close to Sveik the Yema. And Sveik the Yema, then it's like no different any of the Yom Tov. Be'yim Mutelis, an egg is Mutel. The Tanan we learned, Meshachara Beis HaMiddish, go back to the original form. Rashi Amar Mitakal Yechem Mezaka. She Herzir Adavu LeYoshnei. Brought it back to its old way. LeKabalei doesn't call a yom. Kabalei is all day. LeKadosh Hayom. Nimtzu She'ein Beznoi Shnei Yomim. Beznoi make 2 days. But LeChoykim Oisim Shnei Yomim. Ain't on a suffix. And anyone who does make 2 days, pure is a suffix. Ain Yodim Im Nis Kadosh BeYom Shloishim Im Shloishim Echad. Anybody who lives a little bit outside Shlai doesn't know what happened. So it's a second yom. But Ain Kishay Yom Tov Shagolus. Again on the Yom Tov. Ubeya Shenel De Bezeh Muteres Bezeh Memanushach. The Chad Benai Yechoy One Bechol. How can Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh say this? Rav Shmuel, the Amrit Tavai, Rav Shmuel, they both say, as Beya Surah, that even today, on Rosh Hashanah, an egg is also because of Chad Kedusha, and according to you, it's a Hain Tesek Yema. So Rabbi said back to Abai, Amle, Amin Lachon, Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh, Amte, Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh said, Va'at, Amle, you ask me a kasha for Rav Shmuel. What kind of kasha is that? Freddy Motor, what he meant to say was, well, Rabbi Shmuel Kashim Masnissen. He didn't mean to ask Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh if I cared. How could Rabbi Shmuel argue? How can they hold that even still today is Chad Kedusha? Loi Kashim is not a problem. Holon v'holuhu. In Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, we always had 2 days. Came a time when they made Rabbi Yechir ben Zakeh became 2 days because of Vaday. Then afterwards, before Yechir ben Zakeh, it became with the Sakana by Mincha, it came because of Vaday. Then Yechir ben Zakeh came and changed it back, turned it to Safik. Because in Chutz Laretz, they never stopped keeping 2 days. So today, the meaning of Aseinu B'Yodeinu of our 2 days of Yom Tov is like the olden days when it was one long day. It wasn't Al Sveik Riyem. But in Yisrael, when they stopped having 2 days after Yechir ben Zakeh, sometimes they had 2 days, sometimes they didn't. And when they did have 2 days, it's purely called Sveik Riyem. So therefore, in Yisrael, Taka, Rosh Hashanah is a Sveik Riyema, and over there a Bey will be Mutter, and Chutz Laretz a Bey is also. You have two different dinim. Lashi. Well, Rabbi Shmuel Kashim says, "Tony, the Chazal W goes back. Hold on, hold on. Nei Yisrael, Shoyisin Yom Echad. They make 1 day Mutter as Mutter. Avoli Didam Bnei Goyle, and even some they make it so 2 days because Sveik Riyema, Sveik Riyema. So Egg is Mutter. Avoli Didam Bnei Goyle and Chutz Laretz a Sura. Shari Adain Ano Oisish Ne Yomim. We still make 2 days. Vayden Kibet Chila. Still like and nothing ever stopped." Therefore, we're continuing the tradition of the olden times, which is what? It's a Vaday, the Rabban. So when we continue the way it was originally, which is called as Takana. Loim ipnei Safik. Hecha, therefore, ho yilvulei poskum etzleinu, mishis chal, never stop by us. Ein lehokul, you can't be make of lehman say, ein min again a zem ne Takana reshayna. And ipnei ha-Safik, because of the Safik. Ubeya, therefore, mut ambeshim uteris. Holo amrin, we don't say the kivan, you know why we don't say that? Because kivan le posko is a takana, they never stopped. Shona achas, even for 1 year. Last year, mech, never happened to me, just one day. Adayim be isereinu harishena amadnu liyasim kiyama one long day. Couldn't understand. So they go back in Cheshvan before. And before this takana about Kilkula, they still had a chuzar 2 days. There's two takanas here. The first takana used to be Yisrael Yemen. Then came along a takana because the Aiden came late one mincha. So that's takana number one. Takana number two, the two is that we don't care about it anymore. We'll go back to the good old days. So Rashi says that in that Yisrael, post takana one, in Chutzlar is the kept Vada, the whole world, kept, including Yisrael. Definitely a drabbanon. Then in Yisrael they stopped. In the Chutzlar they didn't stop. Because anyway, it's like the Yemen. So continue with the same modus operandi that it's a Vada drabbanon. But then use the same cheshbon and go back before. Before this takana came in of mincha, in Chutzlar they did 2 days because it's like the Yemen. So when they made the takana of Vada, since we're doing it anyway, we never stopped. Why did we turn to Avada Rabbanon? We're always Sfeik Rabbanon. We never changed. Using the same Svara, then why start the Svara post first Takana?
Why have a phase of a Yom HaRichta? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, you go back to the very first way. Using the same Svara, since we never stopped, and since we were doing Sfeik Rabbanon always, why did it change to Avada? By us, it was always a Sfeik. Nothing changed. Unless because it's a Chumrah to say that. I don't remember.
So, Chachila was always this Vaday 2 days.
Unless because it's a Chumrah. When we had a Sfeik Yemer, there was in those days it was a Kula because the Beis Shneur the first day is Mutar the second day. Then when it came along, Chacham made a Kona that it should come a Vaday Rabbanan, that would have stepped up because the Beis would be Osir. So maybe Chutzlar had to, it wasn't the same thing. Chutzlar had to take on that Chumrah. Here, you want to go to Kula. You want to go to Kula, change the Chumrah back to Kula. So maybe we're saying since it was a Chumrah and they want to Kula and we're continuing with the Minig that it was.
The Maisa Bapoil never changed. It was just the reason.
Exactly. Yeah, but this reason has a Chumrah effect. Yeah. Maybe that's his word. Big Machlek is in Shainim. In Halacha. Today. In Eretz Yisrael. They keep 2 days Yom Tov. Is it the Gemara clearly concludes here, Lucheda, that in the Tzorol today, it's only Sfeik Yemer.
If you're doing Sfeik Yemer,
Bei should be Mutter.
But not only that, you should have like in Yerush Chodesh, Lamed and an Aleph, not an Aleph and a base.
Okay, true. The Machlek, the Balamoyer, and the Rif and others, according to the Balamoyer, in the Tzorol today, you keep 1 day. You keep 2 days on Sfeik Yemer, and the Bei should be Mutter. Only chutzlar. More to conclude right here. Only chutzlar is like we do today. The Rif says that today everything is like chutzlar because once you have the calendar no longer based on Midrash, then everyone is the same. Then it's a vade drabon. But it's machlekes.
But once you have the calendar, how do you have the whole reason of Sfeik of the Yom?
Now Sfeik of the Yom is the meaning
I'm saying. Yeah,
but it's a different Sfeik. Yeah, but it's a different Sfeik of the Yom now. It's not a Sfeik of the Yom anymore.
I'm saying we're no longer worried that the Eid is going to come, or is it going to be Kriyas HaKodesh now or tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, but the question is, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, that there's a difference between having an Aleph and a Beis as a Yom Tov and having a Lamed and an Aleph.
Yeah. We had that Ma'ilam El
exactly,
was always
exactly. So I think that comes back to it. It was always close. I think the other mentions that.
Okay. Fighting mother. Okay, coming along. Rabbi Yisrael gives another answer. He says, even after Yechem Zakev Tekone, Beya Surah, even though he came along and changed it and says, only Sveik Yehme, Beya's Osir was still Machme. Why? Have a Dover, Sheva Minyan, since when the Chum made the first Tekone was Dover Sheva Minyan, and the rule is, we call Dover Sheva Minyan, Tzorich Minyan Achel HaTidah. Whenever the Chum makes a ruling, combined, even when the ruling's reason doesn't apply anymore, you need another minion to be matched. Rashi, have you a minion? Beyazu Nessa, Bekibus Chachamim, they asked the Beyan Roshon, Shanimnu, Vigamru Lassais, and Nimnu, they counted together and they made a decision to make 2 days. Kedusha Achaz Roshon should be one long day. Imlebo Eidim for Mincha, they ain't no come for Mincha, that was the Takana they made. They made a Takana that they ain't no come, it's one long day. The Chol Ha'oisin Shne Yomim Mach Maskenos. So anybody in the future makes 2 days, made because of that reason, Shemelebo Eidim Lebezin for Mincha. So therefore, even when the reason no longer applies, you have no longer Beis HaMikdash. Tzorich minyan acha sheyim lucha v'yatireo. Another minyan to come along and be matrit. And therefore, and Rabbi Chanaka wasn't big enough. You need God will men b'chach v'minyan.
Nimnu v'gomru is a vote, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's in the main times. Many times you find Lashon and Rashi that the Kanzachamim call it Gzeidah sheb'minyan. You need an equal number of people, and minion and godly men, the chachma minion. Here he says just minyanacha, but in Gittin we had has to be larger chachma and a minion. So larger means not a problem. It's the chachma part that's a problem. That's why he'll improve with it. Later on, we're going to say when the Chacham ever asked Bei, all they talked about was the Edim, but why they never kabbled the Edim afterwards. V'haloylo nimna la kabbos Edim. So who chazes by the Miyuchen Etiyo? He's matzit. We'll soon see. Amar Rebbe, I mean, how do I know this new Takana? The Chassid says Taisus says Taisus over here makes today's a chiddush because Rashi and Amar Bei's argues. Taisus says that if the Chachzal make a decision and they give a time limit, they clearly say this is usher for 2 years. The 2 years lapse, the head to come. He's talking about only when you made an open-ended takana. You said, this is asr. Even if you gave a reason, yeah, this is asr. And then the reason is bottled, doesn't matter, the isra remains. But if they said, this is asr for a month, or 2 months, or 3 months, or a year, it doesn't apply. And the Rashi, we'll see it on the base, disagrees. He holds every single takana needs. This is machleik chayim rabbein negation, because he only said that it's going to be for a limited time, till the end of the fifth millennia. To the end of his 1,000 years, which is was only 200 years, less than 200 years from his pesida, top of mem, so 160 years, and yet it continued. And that goof is a machlekes there.
Would you say if they did give a time limit to it, is that then called the double shiur
samatir? Good question. What together the chedim the rabbanon?
Because if there's a time of double shiur samatir, what's the use for you now? Double shiur samatir is you can have a use.
Yeah, I'm not talking about if they said in 1,000 years something will be mutter. I'm saying they said chmeis whatever for this day or for this week something is also.
Yeah, so if it's something that's also now that's going to last 2 years and you can say it, but if something is going to not lasted 2 years anyway.
Whatever I'm just saying, is
there the Musik? We had before Midrabon, yeah, we had that yesterday. The Rabon, one Amayda said that even by the Rabon 2 days ago, there is a Batojah Matin. And Taisus talks about, let's first look at Gemara, you see what Taisus is saying. The Chassid says, by Matan Teda, he told him not to go on them, not to have any relations with their wife. And then he told them after Matan Teda, Lech Emelehem, go tell them, Shulechem Lechem. They should have told him to go back to their home. In other words, if he would have told him to give them permission, even though he told them Chachila only for Matan Teda, and after Matan Teda, Chayda should be Mutter, he still needed to be Matan. That's the Raya number one. But Amen, it says, well, soon as he wanted all these Pesukim, Bim Shaykh, Yevul, Hema, Yalabahar. As soon as he finished bringing the long blast, the long Tkir, Gedela, go back to the mountain. And then also it says kedem levai ha'oil shleim haliyamech. Special takana that a kedem levai within a day you bring the actual fruits or you pay to buy fruits because it's beautiful to see at Yisrael the way to the shleim laden with fruits and bedecked with fruits. So anyone mahalach yamech lecholzad v'zuhi tchum. This is the tchum. A lat min hatzafen, which our guess is a little bit hard to understand. So the other guess is min hadorim probably. Va'akravat min hadorim min hatzafen and lud min ha'maidiv and the wealth of yadim and amizich. Why did you make a takana within one day you should bring the fruits? You're doing it with payers. Rashi. Even though something occurred that you could right away say it's mutter anyway. It no longer applies. Like over here by Matan Teda. Once the Avish is no longer in the mountain, what's the problem? And Taisa says those are paskin. Since it says in the pasuk 3 days, right? He gave you a time limit, and still needed a heter. Is that right? That even the Chazal give you a time limit, the time limit expires. Doesn't the issue does not go away? It remains loyal and void until a minyan achar comes along and matzit. Maybe then you don't need a godly man to chacham minyan, but you know the minyan to be matzit. However, Taisus agrees. It doesn't say hey, nechayim shleishes yamim. It says hey, nechayim lishleishes yamim. I want you to be prepared. Is that why? Because I want you to be prepared for the 3 day event that's happening in Hasinai. But I'm not telling you that afterwards is mutter. If he would have said hey, nechayim shleishes yamim for 3 days, I want you to separate from the wife. Then it's klar. After 3 days, you can go back. It says Taisus, you will need another heter. It's because he said he should separate from your wife, and then he said. And we should be prepared for also for the 3 days that Matan Teda taking place. No, but where does he say that it expires after that? Rashi.
Yes, in other words,
yeah, but it doesn't say the Shleish is Yom.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly. So, not I from there. Lechem elam lekam fashu lehechiyah b'ilonad v'aym b'shechay yevu lekam fadah v'tanyu lehna b'tzor minach lino d'bin latido yikerenu levai sham lo teda set kodesh yilulim v'gam yilonad kodesh and maisa sheini d'chsivet says kodesh v'chol maisa v'zer orad mi priyei yitzor lahalas ha'perish l'ayim you gotta bring the perish of your slime Or if you don't bring the payers, live Dyson to redeem them, will halas adam shall bring the money shalim. If you're one day away from shalim, shall you feel well the payers ask when you bring the fruit itself. The yechus from eating, kid of ash the kama, kid of ate, sugar shalim, but payers, the adorn of the payers. Mizak lud, hain the bain lud to the shalim, between yud and shalim, but take mahalach yaim within a day, do hamrina lud, but take mahalach yaim in a mitre. That you lud is within a day, nimtsa mizracha bain lud to the shalim. That is therefore that you go to east from lud. You head east from Lud, you hit the Yerushalayim. Because of Orchin.
It's actually interesting because the Yarden is very close to Yerushalayim. Yericho, the Yarden is very close to Yerushalayim as compared to Lud.
It's plugged to Chatan, and Netta by Chatan, and Kenarai. The Machlek is there, whether it's only by Kerem we say this din, or even all Netta. Also the same din. Machlekes. Second more right. Tanya, we learn Kedem Ravai Hailer Abelezer Ben Mizrach Lud. He happened to have a Kedem Ravai in Isai Lud, but Sad Kfar Isai Lud towards Yerushalayim. But Sad Kfar Tevi inside of the village of Tevi. Ubikesh, he couldn't be Matriach to travel to Yerushalayim. This Takana. So what he did was Ubikesh Lahavkulani. What he mafket Dorim Alai. They should take the fruits and go to Yerushalayim, and they can carry the fruits. Omrulloy, now even though the basement is destroyed, he believes that that you can still eat Kenan Vayan Shalim because he holds Kedushan and Kishal Shayt, Kishal Shalom, he says Shalim is still a holy place. So you can eat, you don't have to burn it, you can actually eat Kenan Vayan, but he couldn't be Matriach. And the Takan, the Chamim was still there. Omrul Tamil, Rebbe, Kvar Nimla Chaver, Ritiru, they were already Matrit. There's no, now that you know Shalim, they were already Matrit that you don't have to have this Takan of within a day, you don't have to do it anymore. Man Chaver, Chab Yechem Azakai. And l'chay the time, but the only reason why you don't have to be matir anymore, the nimnu, because they made this new decision that you don't have to go to Yerushalayim anymore. Holoi nimnu loy. Had they not made a decision, you taka would have to. L'chay the whole reason why they made this takana was because based on Migdash, there should be a covered for based on Migdash. Now that there's no based on Migdash, there's no reason anymore to go ahead and do it. And yet, if it wouldn't have been for nimnu v'gamru to be matir, they wouldn't have been matir. Is that right? Dovish minyan so min achvatiroi. Yeah, good question. Obviously, before she could do Haim, the Yalu, Yerushalayim, Yechul, Yidisham, Shari, Toyuch, all of Lahalos, from a very difficult. They're already matted to be paid it and bring up the money. But Avagav, the Lacha Churban, how that's a Churban, because so he holds Kedusha Shoina, so how can you eat Yerushalayim? Tell you can't eat Yerushalayim. He holds Kedusha Shoina, Kitchel, Lashata, the Kitchel, Lashalava. He said, Yerushalayim is a holy place. But Tariqh, Lahalos, Hapedis, Oyadamim. So it seems like the money of the fruits. Time, but then even hold on, even love. I forgot the middle lesson. They can't take a kamei. Says there's no point in anyway. The whole reason we said before is to baputz the shukish lying. The kiva the chorba malon after what you have to go baputz on the side of hanochim. I feel hachis in a minion. That's no kedusha shayin. The kitchen of the shaitik is over. He explains how you can go to shalayim and still eat the karnavai. Yeah. So Tais already asked him, but Tais said if you hold kedusha shayin like kishlo shalavi tak, how do you do it? But he brings Rashi. Rashi is clearly because Kedusha Shayin Kitchel Shayin Kitchel Shalavi. Taisa says that maybe even if they couldn't bring it, even if they couldn't eat in Shalim, they bring it there. But what they would have gained is they would have taken all the fruits and you can be paid $100 worth for one prutta. They would take all the fruits, they would exchange it for money. But how much money do they have to give? A little bit.
Thank you.
What are all these psukim you have to bring? Merdi, let's analyze it. See, if it says in the pasuk, "Hoyu nechaynim lishloishes yamim atik shalisha," be prepared for 3 days. Then it says in another pasuk, "Leichem olem," go tell them, "Shuvu lachem lealeichem," go back to your wives. Lomeli, what do you need to tell her for? Shma mina, kol dovish minyan, so minachal, you know the minyan latirei. No, so why bring the other psukim? No. Since the Moshe may takana or the Eibush may takana. Moshe. Yeah, I'll teach Elisha. You need another group of rabbi. You need the same people to come back and say, now it's mutter. Forget the 3 days. Doesn't mean that, yeah, a number of bonding got together. A number of bonding get together and make an issa. You need another number of bonding get together and matter. It doesn't matter what the number is. One.
So it's either the same group of rabbonim.
Yeah, or. Yeah. But it doesn't say God. In Algamar here, it just says Minyanacha. In Gitin, it says Godrun menu. And we talk about there why we need God. V'chi teima before goodbye to Rashi. My boy, McClayber, Kaiten on the main Mikodish of Lomi Yemishlaim. If you really live for the first part, you need all these excerpts looking for. So Gemara explains the Brisa. How come? Kach Lomi Minarish and Mechdi Ksiv. It says, "Hey, you're in the Chayim L'Shleishes Yomi Imal Tik Shalisha." Or memele automatically ish to the betashmish laachash loyshi yamim shekibles a teira lechedes automatically mutra from kabel teira. Rashi seems to be learning that he gave a time limit, and still you needed a heter. Lama leila medel lemaiden leila shows why you need permission loyshi lo leim lain tashmish. Rashi seems to look clearly like why is it automatically mutra afterwards because it's a 3 days. Not like Tosafot learned. Rashi holds that if he gave 3 days, we'll see Rashi from a foolish next Rashi, 3 days and gave a time limit, still does. He himself asked it, he has matzit. Just like that, every double shemminyan. Every time I bought him asset, they have to come matzit. Says him, what about you might argue and say, no. Who told you that it's coming to be matzit? Maybe David is making a mitzvah out of Oinah that night. It wasn't a Friday night, he's making a mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is by Oinah, so maybe he's coming to say that, wow, that's a mitzvah of Oinah. Toshma, come in hell. It says that when you blow the last blast, you should go on the mountain. Right? You go on the last blast, you should go on the mountain. So what's the right from there? It says in the pasuk. They shouldn't, the tzayin baker should not graze on that mountain. What do you mean, that mountain? What's so special about this mountain? Because the shechina is going to come down and give mountain teda. Which means the shechina is no longer there, there's no problem anymore. And yet you had to blow the shofar to be matred. Now, Rashi is going to ask, one is talking about luchas of the shechinas, Mashiach Yehiel was talking about luchas of the shechinas, and gam hatzayin v'habok al yiru al murahor zu tzul shnias. So what's the chal the shechinas between the two? What's going on here? See a second. Rashi, and the pasuk you learn from Lahachi Hodor Bei, he goes back. The Yaliv Mahasam. The Hachim, as you said, you can tell me if in Lech Shulach is not Ayi. Why? Because maybe the High Shulach Ham Lal Misha Tashvis. That's going to be matred. So the Mele Mishri Ella Letzavson, maybe to turn into a mitzvah Loshuv and mitzvahs Hamelech Al Kochen, regardless whether interested naturally Ligroya Oynis Neshesei, and maybe they have a mitzvah Toshba from another Moker Mahachem Shech Yevu. When I blow this Tkiyah Shiyom Shech Be Histal Shchim, and when Abish goes over the mountain, the Yari Hatikayas Koyle Kiminning Hatikayah Achreina Tkiyah Gedola. Then go back. Shech Yevu means Tkiyah Gedola. Another Pshat is Losh Nacher. What does Mishaych Hayevah mean? She Yimshech Hatekeya Melikoya. Mishaych Hayevah maybe doesn't mean when he stretches out the last key at Kiyah Doyle. Maybe it means when he stops blowing. Mishaych Hayevah, Mishaych Hayevah, when you stop blowing. Merdi Iksiv, it says, Beluchas or Achareinis, it says in the last Luchas. The Ish Lo Yali Imcha, it says a person, Imach, it says a person should go up to the mountain with you. You shouldn't go El Mula Rahu. What's that mountain? The mountain the Shechin is on. Right? So he makes an Isr. And then you need the Hetim Shecha Yevu. As long as it's Bayimahu, as long as the Abish is there, it's Asa. Is Mashma Abon is Talka Shechin Mutter. So what do you need Shecha Yevu for? Shamin Mimela. So automatically knows Mutter. Why do you need a posse by Lucha the Shein is Lamayman is Talka Shechin Hema Yali? Go back when you blow. He's asking a question. This is the first luchas, and this is the second luchas. What's the link between the two? Says Rashi, a very interesting Rashi, which Tosafot completely argues. The Eibush came on Hasina, the first mountain. He didn't leave. He knew he was going to be a luchas shnias. So he hung around luchas shnias. Then he hung around. What do you mean? No, there's two parts here. Shul Lech is no problem right afterwards. Now we're talking about the mountain. Can the animals graze on the Har Sinai? There's two Yisurim that came up here. One Yisur was Tashmish, and one Yisur was to graze on the mountains.
So in other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu came down after the end of the 40 days.
The Shechina was still hanging around them, the Har Sinai. But not he didn't go back after Yom Kippur. Rachas Atra Hukam HaMishkin, or Ad Be'esim Be'ir. Shenal Ha'onim, and the cloud went up. So the Eibishter was hanging around the mountain for a very long time. Now this is interesting. If a hukam Mishkan means that the Shechina was already delamata here on the mountain and just transferred from Har Sinai to the Mishkan. It wasn't like the Eibishter left and he came back down again to be Shreda on the Mishkan. He just moved home. So now it makes sense. The Yimshech HaYevul, even though it was said by the first Luchas, fit into the second Luchas because he was there. But only thing is hard to understand Rashi is then if the Eibusha didn't leave till after Nissan, So we would have thought that the animals couldn't graze on the mountain until after Nissan. So you needed B'mshech HaYoyevil to tell you that after Yom Kippur, you can go and graze on the mountains. Unless the animals taka couldn't graze on the mountains until after Nissan. B'mshech HaYoyevil, Esen B'ir. It's not that where you live is mechabed you. Wherever you live, the place becomes mechabed your place because of you. You're mechabed the place around you. Shekols man. So it's not mechabed you. It's other mechabed mechabed you. Shekols man. Shashchino hoise bahar omro teire gamat zevog yiru. Nistalke shchino omro teire. Meshach yevul hemi yala bahar. So the Meshach yevul didn't even happen after the second luchel either. So what Rashi seems to be learning here, when the Shechina left, that's from Meshach HaYevil. It means the Meshach HaYevil took place only in the Shechish Nissen. Or Esen B'ir. Hichach Lom, the Lichta Behed Yehem Yalu, why did you say he's allowed to go? But Lili Ishtar and Meila, why did you come automatically with Yukad Ahar Ahu? Shvam, and Otsar Min Achlat, you know the meaning of Matrit. I mean, you know the meaning of Matrit. Yeah, Taisa completely argues. Taisa completely argues. And Taisa says that that is two different psukim, two different times altogether. And Nochba, Taisa Lashitase says, B'mshech HaYevil, the first Hasina didn't need a heter. The first Hasina didn't need a heter. He says it because since he clearly said, since he clearly said when the first luchas, when I blow the shofar it's mutter, or when I leave the hasina it's mutter, that's a timetable, and by timetable you don't need a heter. The whole thing was only talking about luchas shnias, when he never gave a timetable, he just said aharahu. Aharahu was not a timetable.
So that's as far as going on the hub. What about shuvah lachem and other thing? What does Tosfos do with that?
Sorry.
There's two things. There's two.
So
one is
not Tikshulisha. He's not talking about Tikshulisha. He's talking about now that. That's Tikshulisha, but it's not. It's out of the mark. Take it off the table. It's the animals. He said to the animals, as long as you're. By the first one also, as long as the Shechina is there, so Luchel will be Mutter straight away. And Meshach HaYevil is coming to Matter straight away after the first Luchas. The Shechina was no longer there. And he's Matter by the first Luchas. And so why bring the Pasuk in the second Luchas? Oh, don't bring it either. Just like the Abish to acid by the second luchas for the animals to graze, but Pashtus, he would have acid by the first luchas as well. Not that we're talking about the second luchas, we're talking about the first luchas. How do we know that it doesn't say that the animals shouldn't graze it? We know from the second luchas. But Pashtus, he always said the first luchas. And yet, and the reason is because the Abish is in the same, Pashtus said the same lashon. Because Shechina is there. It's one you Meshach HaYevil for. But we're not talking about that Shechina didn't last all that time till then at all. So when you the rice that bun, I is more the bunny killer by for. We keep having an argument. How do you the rice only by Yisum the rice? We say minachlatida. I will be the bun by Yisum the bun. And once the Yisum lapses, there's no reason to be matter. Like Toshma, look at Keren Rabai. But Keren Rabai the bun. This whole takana of a day away, you should bring the fruits itself. Only the bun. Ukarmelu and said, "Kvar nimnu alecha chabei lecha." They were matter. They need, even though there's no basic minishim, there's no reason, and yet they came out and matter. Rashi, how many days have you said you have to be a gvur from the Eibush who's rachim? Lishma, you have to be a tiyah heter. Abo, but minyan, the Rabban, maybe lebi inu shal yusuf behedje, el mechlala. Toshma, keren levay. The hutzuk lahal, the peres atzim, halach in Rabban, is only Rabban, because boy minyan. I forgot the ikil mishal yibakal, you can be mashar it. Vay, the gemar, vichy tema, you get as, beya nami, an egg also, amna le rab yechim mezake b'shayu. I, you can ask, an egg also, l'cheira, what do you tell me, Maisa, that by an egg? You need it to be matter it. That's Rabbi Yosef saying it, that what? That they came along and they were matter it. L'chayde, ki amnu, a'ed is abe la'amnu. All they were matter was that you no longer have to wait that a'ed to come after. M'chayde, you still be makabel them. They never were matter by eggs. So l'chayde, the Easter of eggs should remain on. What do you tell me that they became mutter? L'chayde, the Easter of eggs should remain on. Rashi, chidei be'inam, bihash to hod, Rabbi Yosef la'asuki, musa da'amad, he's concluding his answer. After Rabbi Chazaka Eilich, he said, even after Rabbi Chazaka, the be'ed asuna, because you need a minyan achar la'atira, and nobody was matir an egg. You need a minyan la'atira. So l'chayde, in other words, so Rabbi Yosef says, and what am I saying? You need a minyan la'atira. What was Rabbi Chazaka matir the edim? He's never matir the be'ed. Since he's never matir the be'ed remains also today, like what? Like Kedusha Achasi. So Abaye asked him, what are you talking about? And when did they ever ask the Bayah? the same token, you say you don't have to be matel bey because he was talking about edus. He never asked the bey either. You don't talk about edus. No, but it's a consequence. So just like it was a consequence when it came to the Easter, it's a consequence it came out of the Heter. If you consider the minion to Easter, it counted as a minion to Heter as well, because all they talked about was about the makabel edim after milchanat. Only by out to bey the minion me have a bey be edus tali misa itzad edus itzad bey ishad edus ishad bey. Rashi bey minion me have a klum has who's going to minion ishad loyse they ask they're going to write to Adav and Rav Shalman Tavaya. They both say that an egg is lost today kedusha achesi. Why is an egg lost today? For different reason. They both say, even after Kohen Mechazaki, Mekabel Edim all day, so the Chayton is faking the Yema, still we're going to treat Lashon like a Vadai, and it's also why, Beya Asura, my time of why, Meheda Yibona Beis Amidish, for Yema, people say, Ishtakit Father Yordan, Miloy Achal Nebeya, Beyam Tav Shein, they don't realize that now the Beis Amidish, we're going to have the Takon will come back about Edim after Minich, we're not going to Mekabel Edim after Minich, and those are no longer a calendar, we're going back to the Rias Edim. So it's clear from the Gemara right here that once Mashiach comes, we don't follow the calendar anymore. It's going to be mamish back to the old days of Riyas Eidim. And therefore, we're going to have the same problem. Hash, the Fetter Gemara.
We're going to have this problem with something.
Yeah, because everything will go right back. Everything to do with.
People won't understand the whole system. How
it's a big, yeah.
Listen, you can send an email out with proper password protection and salary.
Yeah, exactly.
Emmanuel will announce the
finish. Hashto nami nechol, so why can't you eat? The people think you can eat now, but lo yadi didn't realize the shtakit fara yorin shtei kedushas ain. The Rosh Hashanah is two kedushas. The hashto kedushas achi is only it's one kedusha. Back to the olden days, that's one sevad rabbon. Freddy Gemara, if you're worried about that, ihochi edus nami loin a kabel. So if so, we should also bring back to the kind of it's not only a question of today. Also, we shouldn't. Why did Yechem Zaka say that today we'll make kabel edus all day? Why don't we say the shtakit people will make a mistake and think that look, last year we accepted edus after mincha this year also. So therefore, leave things the way they are. Why did Yechmazak come and change things around even with Edim? So the Gemara, my time, why should you mehedi bod mezmid yom shtake the last time you look about yom kula be accepted all day long hashan nam in a kabel the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hashan, when it comes to Edis and the basic mission they build, who is going to be mekabel Edis? The Bezdin Edis Masudu the Bezdin, they won't make a mistake. They don't care what happened last year. They know the halachas. We're back to the old takana. We're not mekabel Edis after Minchas. So it won't happen. But Beya is every person, Lachol Mesuda, everyone, and they can make a mistake. Rashi. Hey, but it's Hiddish, Vetach, Vetakarna, the Shayna will go back to the original, the Kabbalah is allowed, Minchel, Minchel. No, won't be any problem because Mesuda Lebez, the name is cooking, Lemel Bez, the name, they know Ta'am Mishal Dover, but Layita won't make a mistake. However, Beya Lachol Mesuda, Layad Hakoilibo, everybody, Ain Hakoil, Boy in Lisho, but same thing, I'm in Hogan, rely on him in the. Says, Mother. Rav Amar Rabbah says, "At mitakonas Rabbi Yechim Zake Veilach." Even after Rabbi Yechim Zake and onwards, beya asur. Even after the Kon Rabbi Yechim Zake and onwards, a beya is asur. Why is a beya asur? Not because of mehedi yibana beis hamidrash, and not because of a double shem minion. Why is it asur? Mi loy moide Rabbi Yechim. Isn't Rabbi Yechim a moide? Even though he made a special takana by Edim and said, Rabbi Yechim Zaki never changed the rules of an egg. Rabbi Yechim Zaki just said that Edim come at the end of the day, we're not going to be kabbalah. We're not going to be kabbalah them as far as carbon is concerned. But isn't he moida shimbo Edim Yechamayla? Since till Mincha, everybody kept the Rosh Hashanah because maybe the Rosh Hashanah. Edim came after Mincha, made the kana, we're not going to be kabbalah them because the mice of the shir. But what happened the rest of the next 2 hours? They didn't keep Rosh Hashanah anymore. They still kept the Rosh Hashanah. They still kept the Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, it's like still like a bad drabbanon. Rashi, mila ma'ida after the tikkun the kabbal. So what Yechazak came along and said that, and then Rabbi Yechazak came along and said we change the rules around that Edim will come after Mincha Lamaila, right? They will come after Mincha Lamaila. But what about the next day? Did they keep the next day Rosh Hashanah or not? He just said that if Edim, he said we'll go back to the old ways. We will be mekabel Edim after Mincha. There's no carbon anymore. There's no Beis Hamidrash. We'll mekabel Edim after Mincha. Fine. But what about the next day of Rosh Hashanah? Are we keeping a second Rosh Hashanah or not? Like in the olden days. Olden days they used to keep after Mincha, they kept Vade Drabon to Rosh Hashanah. What, and the next day, Vade Drabon. What did Rabbi Yechim, did he change that part around as well? Definitely didn't change that part around. I forgot the tikkun, he made a tekana, the Kabbal, Eidah, Achredah, Kolayim. And what was this, the purpose of the tekana? So as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, which is the main day of Rosh Hashanah? The first day, but as far as the din de rabbanon of having 2 days yom tov, that remained in place. So the vad de rabban remained. I feel a boy edim la'acha mincha. Exactly, and that's what we do today, I guess. Av malasa yom tov sheni le'nekav tekanu shemim kaimim. He never changed that. That remained the same to keep a second day yom tov. That remained the same. No more lining. Mother, my mother said, "Rabbah, Hilchos kavosid the Rav Bahani. Last halach like Rav these things. 2 days yomtiv and Shabbos. Lekul lechumra. 2 days yomtiv lekul Rishon lechumra and Shabbos yomtiv lechumra. Okay, a good Shabbos.